Syrian women are hoping that next week's international conference in Geneva will be a serious step towards ending the violence and bloodshed in their homeland. Their expectations are laid out in a document resulting from a two-day meeting in Geneva convened by UN Women and the Netherlands government. The meeting is part of the UN agency's long-term efforts to support the active participation of women and civil society in the Syrian peace process and to allow women's voices and perspectives to be heard in peace efforts. The two-day meeting brought together approximately 50 Syrian women civil society members and activists from inside and outside the country. Delsha Ayo is one of four representatives selected to address the media on behalf of the gathering.
We Syrian women, when we met, we have set up a number of bases and priorities. Those priorities are regarding the ending of violence, the promotion of the peace process, and the improvement of the humanitarian situation.
The women also urged all parties to the conflict to transcend their differences to reach an agreement. They also emphasized the need to respect human rights, including the rights and equality between men and women. Kefa Ali Deeb is another of the group's spokespersons.
We cannot remain silent regarding events unfolding in Syria, such as daily death, massive destruction, starvation of people, and displacement of hundreds of thousands of families in Syria and abroad.
The outcome of their meeting was a document that includes calls ahead of the second Geneva conference on Syria to be held on the 22nd of January. As Delsha Ayo explains, their top recommendation for the negotiators is to adopt the document stemming from the first international conference on Syria held in June 2012, known as Geneva
One.
Stop the fighting immediately. Release detained women and men, open up roads and checkpoints, allow for peaceful demonstrations, and allow the access of journalists to the country. We add to this our demand for the release of women and men who have been abducted by various armed groups, and this concurrently with the expulsion of all non-Syrian combatants from our country.
UN Arab League Joint Special Representative for Syria, Lakhdar Brahimi, also participated in the opening session of the meeting. The women said they would like to see a Syrian gender advisor appointed to the mediation team. Pumzile Mlambo Nguka is UN Women's Executive Director.
This is consistent with the resolutions, for instance, in the Great Lakes, where we have a special envoy, Mary Robinson. We have done the same, appointed a gender specialist to work with her, so it is consistent with that arrangement.
An international pledging conference in Kuwait this week raised more than $2.4 billion to support humanitarian relief efforts for Syria. Deanne Penn, United Nations.